Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our Build series where we're looking at our church's vision for the next 2 years and looking at the story of Nehemiah. And in Nehemiah chapter 8, we get to learn a little bit more about someone else who's really important in the Bible story, and that's a guy named Ezra. And we see Ezra and Nehemiah gathering all of the people who live in Jerusalem and in that part of Judea and reading God's word to them. And so just a couple points that I found so beautiful about the text is it notes in the text that Ezra shared God's word with all of the people. All of the people were gathering there to hear God's word. And it notes that some of the people, they had a hard time understanding God's word. And so there was a team of people who were helping the people to understand God's word. But as I read in Nehemiah chapter 8, and it said that all the people gathered to hear God's word, it reminded me that it is so easy for us to forget that God's word and Jesus the Christ, it's not just for some people, but God's word is designed and meant to be heard by all of the people. Now, the challenge is that there are 3,176 unreached or unengaged people groups in the world. There are so many people in so many places who have limited or no access to the gospel. And so it's not that they've heard the gospel and they've chosen not to trust it, which is often the case with people in our own culture, but rather there are people all over the world, people who are made in the image of God, people who Christ died so that they might be redeemed, and they don't even know someone who knows the story. They don't even know someone who speaks their language, who knows that there is a God and his name is Jesus, and Jesus lived a perfect life. Jesus was arrested, tortured, and then executed on a cross, that Jesus's suffering and shed blood pays the penalty for our sin so that we could be freed from our slavery to sin, so that we could be forgiven from our sin and be reconciled to God. They don't know that Jesus rose on the third day and is now ascended and seated at the right hand of God, the Father interceding for all who call upon his name. They don't know that Jesus invites everybody everywhere to trust him so that we could be saved and forgiven and set free to live with God in a restored relationship forever and ever and ever and ever. 3,176 groups of people have limited or no access to the gospel. And we see in the text that God's word, it was shared with all the people, not just some of the people, but all of the people. And we look in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12, and John is sharing this vision. And he says, "After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation." And that word nation there is ethnos. It's people groups, right? And he says, "From all tribes and peoples and languages standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" God's word is for everyone. And not everyone currently has access to read God's word, to hear God's word, to have someone lovingly share the great news with them that Jesus is God. He is ruling the universe. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. And we as a church have the opportunity to continue to send missionaries, workers into the field, into these hard to reach places so that people might hear and understand God's word, and will ultimately lead to what we see in Nehemiah chapter 8, where the people respond with worship. They fall on their faces and they weep in repentance of their sin, and then they have a party. And if you go read Nehemiah chapter 8, that's what you're going to see. And so let's take a minute and pray, and let's praise God for the incredible privilege that we have, that we live in a culture where there are people who speak our language, who know us, who know about Christ. And if you already know Jesus, that means that someone told you. So let's thank God for that. And let's ask God to help us be faithful as we seek to take the gospel, not just to our neighbors, but also to the nations. Father in heaven, we do praise and thank you that in your love for us, you've allowed each of us who are listening to this in English right now to live in a time and a place where the gospel is known, where we have access to your holy word, God, in so many different ways, whether it's through an app on our phones or an actual book. But God, we have access to your word. We have access to resources that help us to understand your word and how great your son Jesus is. So Father, we praise you for that. But Father, we also ask that you would help us to be faithful to share that word and spread that word, not just here in Central Ohio with our neighbors, but God, that you would help us to faithfully share and proclaim that good news through your word about your son to everyone everywhere. God, to those over 3,000 people groups who God, they just don't have any access to information about you yet. God, please give us the gift of faithfulness so that those people might hear and understand and ultimately worship you. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.